Absolutely delighted to be joined here by Gabriel Banigan on one of the greatest evenings of football I've had the privilege of commentating on with Desi. It comes to mind, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, and that's what that team did today, 10 points down at half time. Even the most optimistic of people were thinking, how are we going to get out of this one? But you and the lads did.
So you wouldn't have wanted to be doing that dressing room talk at half time, Fergal, no? But it had to be done. And for me, the way I would sum up that first half, and the reason I wasn't despondent or felt that the game was gone, was because I knew we hadn't played. So, of course, I wasn't happy about that. And we needed to sort a few things out, and we needed to get a few heads into the right place. And there was whatever words were said to get there. But most important thing was that we were sending out men in the second half to bring a far different energy and a far different intensity than they brought in the first half, and we were going to throw the kitchen sink at it and see what happened. In these new rules, 10 points down is the same as 5 or 6 in the old rules. If you were 5 or 6 points down at half time back in my day when we were playing football, you definitely wouldn't think the game was gone. So why would you think the game was gone when you're 10 points down, particularly when you hadn't played anywhere near your best at that stage? So once we started playing, once we got to the pitch of the game, even though the third goal went in, which was tough at the time, it didn't hurt me nearly as much as the two goals hurt me in the first half. Because the two goals in the first half came when we weren't playing well, when we were sloppy, when we were timid, when we weren't aggressive enough. The goal in the second half came. The only danger with the goal when it came was that somehow that it might affect the lads, their heads might go down or something like that, but it didn't. I think that put them back to 9 points at the time. Yeah. But we got the next score and the next score, and we got it down, and when we got it to 5, I knew it was game on. They got back out to 6, but I knew it was game on. And then when we got the goal, that brought it to 3, I think. And then from there on, it was only a question about whether we'd run out of time or whether we get enough. We almost ran out of time, but we got that one chance at the very end, very very end. And what a shot, what a score from Jack McCarron to bring it to extra time.
Yeah, probably one of the greatest of all. Like, I mean, just the circumstances, the pressure. But there were so many leaders. What is interesting, at 10 points down at half-time, the second half, you had Rory Began out blocking off the kick-out on this side of the pitch where we're standing at the moment. He actually caught that amazing ball and set up that goal.
That goal,
which was, you know, another big moment.
I think that was the biggest moment in the game.
Yeah.
Now, I know Jack's moment was massive, and like that's Morris Fitzgerald. Esque
against Dublin,
Stephen Cluxton's free that won Dublin their All Ireland in 2013, was it, or 2011? 2011. It was that big, and then of course you'd think that couldn't be bettered, but then we get Rory to step up 50 yards out, time up, to stroke that one over and put us into the Ulster final. Absolutely incredible.